Time for the wine of the week with Scott Greenberg of the Washington Examiner.
And Scott, today, wine from the big house. What do you mean by that? Are prisoners now making wine?
No, they're still making license plates. No worries. But no, this is the Big House Winery in Central Coast, California, one of the largest wineries in California, is making great value-oriented wine. And it's really due in part to their winemaker, Georgetta Dane, a Romanian who came to the United States in a fluke, in a twist of fate where she won a lottery to come to the United States and worked her way from lab assistant all the way to head winemaker now for Big House Wines. And she loves it. And the reason she loves it is she has over 40 different varietals of grapes that she's making wine from. It's remarkable what's going on there.
All right, Scott. So let's begin with a white wine.
Let's start with a white wine. Now, Georgetta takes her approach to winemaking like a perfumer makes perfume. She likes to start with a base aroma and then build up from there. And in this white wine, she has 11, yes, I said 11 different varietals in the 2010 Big House White Wine. It's got this great aromatic nose. It really does have a perfume quality, scents of spring flowers and lychee nuts. And then it kind of drifts into these flavors of white peach and dried apricots. And then nectarines build up at the end and the clean acidity, beautiful. Here's the great deal about these wines. $10 a bottle. This is really a great value in these wines.
Let's talk about what it means when you see the word naked on the wine label.
Not what you think. In
of
this
course
case,
not.
You do not have to be naked to drink it, but the naked means that it has seen no oak. Now, Chardonnay generally does get oak treatment either in barrels or sometimes winemakers will even add chips of oak into this. This is all done in stainless steel, so the natural flavor of the pretty fruit comes all the way through. Bright green apple, ripe nectarine, and lemon-lime flavors zip over the tongue in the 2010 Big House Unchained Naked Chardonnay. They have this not just in a regular bottle, the 750 milliliter bottle, again $10, but also in a 3-liter long-term cask that is essentially 4 bottles of wine for $22.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Now let's talk about a red wine. We're not talking Chianti here, obviously.
No, but there are a lot of Italian varietals in the 2009 Big House Red. They have over 14 different varietals in this juice. Petite Syrah, Syrah, Montepulciano, Barbera, just to name a few. And it delivers oodles of juicy red fruit flavors. I love this wine. Blackberry, red cherry, cranberries. It's a simple wine, but it's for $10, this is a really good wine to have on hand if guests come over, if you just feel like opening up something simple with dinner.
Nice. We have one using Zinfandel grapes as well.
I love the 2009 Big House Beastly Old Vines Cardinal Zin. I love these names. This is made from 80% old vine Zinfandel grapes that they source from vineyards around California. Sumptuous blackberry, cherry, and blueberry flavors on the front of the tongue. And these really interesting dried herb and spicy pepper notes fill out the medium-bodied finish. Again, $10 for the regular bottle or $22 for the 3-liter cap.
And we've got time for two more, Scott, before you go. What do you recommend?
I like the 2010 Big House Birdman Pinot Grigio and the 2009 Big House The Usual Suspects Cabernet Sauvignon. Both $10 and both deserve to be sprung free from their bottle.